in Lagos. Then to real business before in Tosra, I was doing, I used to sell baby items, baby stuff.
Mother care items.
Mother care. Then COVID hit us. Inflation, COVID, and I mean, it was very tough at that time.
COVID did a number on everyone, actually.
But it
I'm excited
me.
To hear it when people talk about coming out of COVID.
Yeah, but it taught me that food is the way. I mean, we're all home, but we're eating. We're all locked up, but we're eating. So this thing is not new. My mom is a tomato seller, and she's done this for 42
What's
years.
What's your mom's name?
My mom is Victoria. Everybody knows her as Accra Girls in Accra here. So
okay,
that's
so
a mom.
Mommy Victoria, good afternoon to you, and thank you for raising mommy for us.
Yes. So she was a very busy woman, so she used to do this thing. We don't eat any other paste apart from
tomato paste.
Yes.
Right.
So she used to do this and then keep it for us as we are going. We just pick it up and then cook with it. And then, I mean, it makes cooking very easy. So
right.
That's what we were doing at home.
But how did you get into it as a business?
As a business, I'll say a very big thank you to my husband. Mm-hmm. He thought of the business.
Shout out to all supporting husbands.
Yeah, so he thought of the business idea. So I was home one day and came up like, mommy, this business is not going well. That's the mother care. It's not going well. So what are we doing? And I was speaking to one of my lawyers, Lawyer Anita, thank you. And we were just randomly speaking, and then we spoke about your mom's business. And she was like, oh, then it's a good thing. Your wife can also make this into a business.
Yeah.
And we're already consuming this at home. So, yes.
We had a recipe.
That's what we're using. We don't eat any other.
Right.
Apart from.
It reminds me of a story of someone who came here back in 2017 when we started.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were making these local drinks at home.
Yeah.
Asana and all of the Aliha to serve guests. And somebody said, why don't you commercialize it? And I'm saying this because as someone who's listening today, you're already doing something like that, which is a local thing.
Yes.
How about commercializing it? Let this be the trigger that causes you to go back and start thinking. Yeah. Mommy, please continue.
So when he brought the idea, he was so willing to put in the money, and he's still doing the same. He's still pushing in. He's actually a partner with one other guy. So that's how Intuzra started. And fortunately for me, people say that Ghanaians don't push their own. I don't think it happened. I don't, it's not totally true because people helped me. My family was there to support me. Our friends. In fact, my first customer, Mrs. Akosia Inkum, thank you. She bought some for friends, people to also try as well. So yes, people helped me. People believed in me when I didn't even believe in myself. Because when he said it was a business, I was like, I didn't understand how it was going to be. I didn't know I would be here today. I would say it was a hobby then, but now I understand the business aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're looking at some of your products. For those who are watching us in streaming live, she brought a couple of the samples into the studio so you can actually see them for yourself. But this tells me that there's been a journey coming to this point.
Yes.
Tell us about your first production. who bought? How did it look like? How much did you sell it for? How did you feel when you made your first sale?
Okay, so my first production was actually for free. It was samples.
Mm.
So we gave it out to our friends.
What did you put them in?
In a plain
plastic containers?
Plastic containers, in a bowl. Some in a bowl, then we in the pouches as well. Plain pouches, no labels.
The Ziplocs.
Ziplocs, yes. We didn't know what we were even doing. We were just giving it out. So after that, people came and said, this is so good, why don't you make it a business? That was when I sat down and said, no, people like this, because I gave some to people, they didn't use it, they gave it to others and they were calling to purchase. And then so our first production was in my kitchen, very small bowl, just trying it out, giving it out to our friends. So yes, that's how it started. Then we moved to production because now people wanted it. That is when my first customer who bought it in cash. Then she bought, we used to sell it at 20 cedis and she bought about 200 cedis. That is Mrs. Akosia Inkum. I would always mention her name because she could have I mean, she did so well for me. She gave me the money even before I produced for her because she wanted to share it.
May God send destiny help us to anyone who is trying to start a business needs support.
I was so happy because I took it to her house and then she was like, this is a good thing. You don't need to start. You don't need to, stop this. This is a good thing. She was so proud of me. And yes.
How did it feel when you made your first earning, your first sale?
Very proud. I was like, okay, I'm doing something good. If my mother care is not going well, at least I'm doing something else that people are seeing.
Was that the point where you thought what my husband said was true? This is something I want to do.
Yes.
See, because it starts in the mind.
And I went back to him and said, you know, what you said is actually going to work, so let's do this. And said, okay,
let's do this. Right. And that's the point I'm trying to make for someone who's listening. There's always got to be that let's do it moment.
Yes.
And once you find it, you know, I wish we could do this forever. My time is running, but let's talk about. So now, where do you produce from?
We produce from Adenta. That is where we produce.
This is your factory.
It's a factory.
Okay.
It's a very mini factory. It's a small business. It's not that we are still growing, but we've really grown. We've done.
Okay. I see that you got some very beautiful packaging as well. Yes. Tell us about the packaging and the story of the packaging.
So this packaging is our third we're evolving. This packaging is was made here in Ghana by IPAC Packages. Yes. So Maoko, thank you. He called and like, oh, we are doing so well. I think we can do something together. I thought it was going to be very hectic, but I mean, they're amazing people. So we already
excited when I hear these things, huh?
Yes. So we had into
the because there are a lot of people who don't know that there's such value in Ghana.
Oh yes, they are doing that. They are doing so well. So we spoke, that's one of your managers, and then we did this, and we are still doing more because there are lots of products on the line. We are working with them. Yes.
Right. So this is, I count five products here.
Five products.
Is this, do you have, how many more products do you have in your product line?
Insosra now has about 12 products.
Wow. Okay, and this is just five of the 12.
This is just five.
Can you just mention them?
So we have tomato puree, which has only one ingredient, tomato, and then we have tomato and seasoning mix that has garlic, ginger, onion. Then we have our jollof mix. So for the tomato base, this is what we have. Mm-hmm. But then the spices, we have our blended garlic, ginger, onion. We have our onion. We have our blended garlic. We have our blended ginger. We have our
the creativity there. So now you're adding different things to it.
Yes.
And they've all got their market, right? They sell.
I tell you.
The flying off the shelf.
Your customers will tell you what they need.
So right.
They'll build the business with you. Your customers
will build.
One customer, and we want you to be a one-stop shop. You come there.
Convenience,
because what you are doing, we like it, but we can't buy this here and buy this there. So can you add this
and then and you try it and it works
and then you put it on your socials and then people see that you are doing this and then so we sell spice like other stuff a lot as well as the tomato.
Where do you get your tomato from? And I'm asking this question because later on I'm trying to rush this quite a bit. Where do you get your tomato from?
We source locally, largely locally, until we are out of season. You know, tomatoes, then we go to Burkina, but largely locally. Because one of our partners has a farm, Ms. Kojo Boateng, who works here. Yes, he's one of our partners.
Right.
And he has a farm, a very huge farm at the Ekropon and Volta region. Mm. So yes, we are sorted.
So if there's someone... Go ahead.
So yes, if you're a farmer and you love to partner with us, you can contact us on all our social media at Intosra. Then what we do is you will get our team to come and check or inspect your farm. If you are good to go, we'll partner with you.
How about the spices? Those are also
we source everything locally. So yes, if you are a farmer in bell peppers, all the other spices, ginger, yes,
bell pepper, and then your friend green pepper. I'm just
bonnet peppers, yes, we use all those things,
right?
Green pepper, yes.
Okay, it's a little in-house joke.
I know,
but it's impressive to see. So let's talk about volumes. More volumes are this is how long has the company been in existence?
5 years.
Okay.
But at a point, we had to pause, and then we came back not long ago.
Okay.
But you're doing so well.
But you didn't stop being a company, so it's still 5 years.
It's still five years.
The taxman will come for his 5 years money. He doesn't care. So when I say 5 years, say it confidently.
It's 5 years. We've been in business for 5 years.
Right. Tell us about growth and volumes.
Okay.
When you started, you did your first 10 pieces. Then, you know, you sold on and on and on.
Yes.
Just averagely, don't be specific. Tell us about... So, well, I want you to tie growth to volumes to return on investment in terms of money.
So, when we started, as I said, like 10 pieces for our first customer. Now, we are doing about 6 tons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are doing about 6 tons. And then... we are planning on doing about...
You said 6 tons?
Yes, a year.
Okay.
That's what we are doing now. So the plan is to do about...
6 tons of tomato.
Of tomato.
And that translates into different numbers on the product packaging, because of the packaging and all of that.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes, that's how quick we are growing.
Wow. In terms of numbers, what are we looking at?
We produce...
Yearly.
Yearly.
No, I'm talking about earnings. Once you sell, what's your turnover? I know. Don't give me specifics.
I don't want to give specifics. So let's say around...
In excess of... North of or...
Do I do this?
Don't give me specifics. I'm asking that question because we want to make the point that it is a good business for people to go into.
It is a good business.
Mm.
But it won't come easy. When we say a good business, people think that... Oh, sorry, yeah, now I... It's not easy.
There's always that point where you feel like, well, why am I here?
Yes. So anytime people send a message, I'm like, I want to train. I'm like, you have to calm down. You don't just see people online.
Be calming down.
And then you want to be like them.
Yeah.
That is
why have to put
I
in the work.
Put out our numbers because they think it's just like... But it's not...
But we'll put out the numbers today, though. Anyway, okay. We will come to value chain and how people can plug in and investment and all of that.
Yeah.
But this is an exciting discussion. We want to go for a quick break.
Okay.
So that our listeners can be part of it. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997 and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass and we're here in the studio with Mame Adjoa Esiedu. She's the CEO of Ntos Ra, a Ghanaian business story. And today she's telling us the story of her business journey under the Agri Business Series. Phone lines are open. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can also send us your comments on 055-1111997. That's 055-1111997. Let's pick up the phone. Let's have a conversation. Are you doing something yourself? Are you doing something of innovation as a business? Are you doing something in agribusiness? How can we partner? How can we join? How can we make our country great and strong? Numbers to call again, 0302-216-541. Or you can send us your comments on 055-1111997. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive. We want you to arrive alive. Here are some announcements for your attention. Joy Business SMS Agribusiness Month, June 2026. Did you know that Ghana currently spends more than $8 billion annually importing food that can be produced locally? That is why this June, Joy Business and Super Morning Show, in partnership with the Federation of Associations of Ghanaian Exporters, FAGE for short, brings you the Joy Agribusiness Month 2026 under the theme, From Soil to Sovereignty, Building Ghana's Agricultural Self-Reliance Through Innovation. Join us on the Joy Super Morning Show, Joy News, and across Joy Business platforms for a month-long national conversation on Ghana's food security and agribusiness future. Week 1 will focus on government policy, trade and financing for food sovereignty. Week 2 will focus on research, innovation, and mechanization. Week 3 will examine infrastructure, value addition, youth participation, and agricultural financing. And in week 4, we look at highlighting opportunities across horticultural value chains. This final week looks at consumer power and Ghana's roadmap to food sovereignty by 2030. Stay tuned to Joy FM and Joy News. The Joy Safari Escape, Father's Day. We did it for the mummies. Now it's time to do it for the daddies. This Father's Day, join the Joy brands for the Joy Safari Escape, a grand ultimate week-long celebration of fathers and father figures. We set off Saturday, 20th June, with a delicious breakfast and then journey straight into luxury at the breathtaking aqua safari with river tours, boat cruises, fish, tortoise, as well as monitor lizard feeding, swimming, archery, lawn tennis, underwater cave view, echo park tours to see an array of wildlife and many more. Enjoy delicious lunch and dinner buffets. Before a relaxed night stay at Aqua Safari, there will be a special island party with live band music and unstoppable mixes from our DJs. The treat continues on Saturday, 21st of June, with an exquisite breakfast before going deep into the wild with a thrilling safari tour. There are amazing fun activities for kids too, so bring them along. For single, the prize is 4,000 Ghana cedis. For double, it's 6,000 Ghana cedis. The date is Saturday, the 20th of June to Sunday, the 21st of June, 2026. Don't miss out on the chance to celebrate your father and all father figures this Father's Day while creating lasting memories. For inquiries, please call or WhatsApp Lois on 053-100-3813. That's 053-100-3813. The Joy Safari Escape is powered by Joy Prime and Hits FM. We're still interactive. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. Or you can send us your comments on 055-111-997. So while we're interactive right now, while we're waiting for those phone lines to ring, let's continue in the conversation. We're talking about the value chain. Mm-hmm. So you've got people supplying the raw tomatoes.
Yes, farmers.
I'm sure there's a whole process about that.
Yes.
They come, the tomato selection, the
sorting,
you know, you want
certain, want.
Exactly.
You know, and not all tomatoes are used for paste. Some are used for salad.
Educators.
Not all tomatoes are used for paste. Some are used for salad. So we know what we want.
So and which ones are used for paste?
There are a lot, you know.
So that if I have a tomato farm and
you know,
I'm coming.
They are very, I don't want to say names, but I don't want to mention names, but there mm-hmm. are farms that you go and then their products are very light. Let me see.
Light.
They are not that heavy. We need tomato with food, good food, because we are using it for paste, not any. So yeah. So we sort them well. We know what we want. We come to your farm. We know what we want, and then we get them for production.
Right. There's a bit of information I have here. I mean, I looked it up before I came in. Maybe I'll just share it quickly that tomatoes are one of Ghana's most, and I'm sure you already know this because you're in the business, but maybe for the purpose of our listeners. And the source of this is the FAO website. It talks about annual production in Ghana is about 380,000 tons,
yeah.
But it falls short of domestic demand, which is in excess of about 800,000 tons, right? And that's why we're importing some tomatoes. Are we?
Do you know that about 35% to 45% of our tomatoes do not even get to the consumer? It gets paused on its way, either in the market
or post-harvest losses.
Exactly. So that is why intolls rise here. We need to. That is why we are here to. I mean, process these tomatoes that are getting spoiled into paste.
Because I mean, the data, yeah.
We don't even have a cold chain. I don't think we have a cold chain. So if we are doing this because we are trying to prevent
post-harvest losses.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I'm looking at the data here and it says between 30 to 45% of tomato produce
do not
reach the consumers.
Do not.
But the areas for growth mainly include the northern region, the Upper East, the Ashanti, the Bono, Eastern Volta and Greater Accra regions.
Currently, Bono is producing, so yeah, we are consuming tomato from the Bono.
From the Bono. Okay, and the source of this data is from the Chamber of Agribusiness in Ghana and also from the FAO statistics.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So, do you do any exports at all?
For now, no, but it's so much in the plan. That's a big.
But if somebody is listening, they're not in Ghana, and they're saying, I want to buy products from Tosura?
Yes, we will ship it directly to the person, but we do not have any retail outlets there. So now we are still working on it. So I'll take this opportunity to say that if you're a retail outlet that can would like to partner with Tosura, you are welcome, so that we can get the product to the consumer, very close to the consumer. Thank you.
You're smiling. I wasn't going to read that, but you're smiling. So there's a message from Case Bestie. I'm sure you know who Case Bestie is. It says, I know Ohenewa personally, and I'm personally proud of her. She's doing so well, and we pray that Ntosura goes international. Ntosura has no preservatives and additives. Natural organic tomatoes. I was going to ask, how long can it keep the purees and the spices? How long can they keep?
So in Tosura sachets, or we have a 4-liter bucket, we didn't bring it here. So the sachets can be kept frozen for a year without going bad.
A year
without
like 12
going
months.
Frozen, yes, without going bad.
The sachet.
Exactly, sachets. And then the jars, 8 months without going bad.
8 months?
Yes, we use one.
And there are no preservatives?
No preservatives.
What's the trick?
Pasteurization.
Charlie, thank God for intelligent Ghanaian innovation. This one, we'll claim it for ourselves, even if it's not. I've got another message. This was for Edmond Awaiti. Edmond, thank you so much for reaching out to us. Phone lines are still open, by the way, 0302-216-541. We also want you guys to pick up the phone. Let's have a conversation. It says, good afternoon, Masterclass. Very educative program. My questions to your guests are, based on personal experience in the agricultural business, number one, what are the key factors for successful distribution for agricultural products in Ghana? I was going to talk about value chain and the distribution aspect, but Edmond has asked a question for me. So let's start with this first question. How do you handle your distribution? Do people, if you can just keep that on for me for a second, I'm still reading that question, but how do you handle your distribution?
That is what I'm saying. Distribution, to customers.
So it's direct to customer?
Direct to customer.
And it's part of the order process?
Part of the order process. That's why we have the website. So we don't have many outlets that has in Tosura. We only one that is at Jowuli, which is our outlet. 369 shop. That's our outlet, sorry. So that's the only one that we have for now. Or we do delivery. We have the free delivery system on Wednesdays and Fridays.
So you have your own setup that handles delivery?
Yes, we have our own setup that handles delivery. And it will come in a very good condition.
So if someone is listening and they've got a setup, they want to plug into, they are into transport and logistics, and they say, look, I'm going to support agribusiness, but I'm going to support it from the delivery. When you've done it, let me deliver it.
They are so welcome.
Can they reach out to you?
Yes.
And have a certain conversation?
On all social media platform, on our website, www.intosura.com, and all social media platform at Intosura. Yes, we are so
we will put those handles out again. So
yeah.
The first answer to your question is that, just what are the successful factors? What are the factors?
Successful factors.
Yeah, so what do you need to do to be successful when it comes to distribution? And I'm sure he's asking that question because there are failures.
Yes, we try doing
In Ghana, sometimes you order food and the thing that comes.
We are still learning. It was right, still learning. Because we tried doing agents and it wasn't too good for us. That is why we keep to ourselves that we would have to deliver ourselves because it wasn't too good. You know, there was a lot of problems. So success story, I'm still learning. So
so Edmond, your second question is also answered. It says, what is the criteria for selection of good key distributors? I think the lesson she has learned is that she will do it herself. But yes. I think at some point, and that's the question Edmond is asking, at some point when this becomes bigger than you, and you don't focus on what you are good at and let other people play a role in the value chain, then your attention is going to shift. So when you get there, you're going to select distributors. What will you be looking out for? That's the question Edmond is asking.
This question.
As you are doing it yourself, what makes you prefer doing it yourself? It gets there on time.
The handling, number one.
The handling, too, is number two.
Yes, and then it gets there on time. Okay. Timing is also part. But to get
presentation
people,
of the delivery process.
To get people to actually do a good work for you, with you, to understand that this is what we are going to do. Because we have people that you give them product and then they don't even return your money after selling. Do you understand? So that's distribution is a whole lot, but we are working on it. My partners and I are still working on it because it's, we are growing, and then we need it. So we are learning.
But there are models that people have run that have gone through the challenges you talk about, and they have surmounted them.
Exactly.
And so there are examples that we can learn from.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm saying we are still learning. We are on it.
So Edmund, she's still learning. Her curve is still very steep at this point. So unfortunately, her experience may not be helpful to you. But if you had experiences, you could just sort of text them to us and she'll learn from them. So currently, she's just sort of doing it herself. We've talked about exports. So have you received any orders at all from any of the other countries, African countries or...
So directly no, but then most people buy it from Ghana when they are on holidays, and then
and they take it along.
They take it along. That I've had a lot. I mean, we are still working on some. It's they normally, I don't know why, but they I thought the jazz would be good for them. Mm-hmm. I actually made a jazz with them in mind, but they actually prefer the sachets, maybe because of the weight.
Perhaps. Yes. I'm sure for different reasons, but maybe it also makes them feel closer to Ghana. Because if you're doing jazz, the whole world is doing jazz and, you know, paper and all of that. So this for them feels like... I've got a comment here. You didn't add your name. Nanaya Osafo. He says, hi, congratulations on Henewa. Keep going higher. I highly recommend her products from Lydia Airport. Lydia, thank you so much for reaching out to us. I think I'll try and just sort of put in maybe just one more question. If someone is listening and they want to invest in your business, are you open to investments? Are you open to...
We are open. So we would have a conversation.
Seeing that with a smile of face, and you have tilted your head some way. So is it that we are open, but we have to discuss?
Yes, we will discuss.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, into details, but we are open.
Terms and conditions apply. But okay, so now here's what I want you to okay, there's somebody else who says more vim to Ntozura. She should come for a check right away. Oh, thank you.
That's my boss.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kujo, for reaching out. But it's exciting. Someone is listening to us. They are in two minds. They're thinking, should I not? But we always say that every day you wake up is a new day to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Speak directly to the camera. Someone is listening. Inspire them.
Okay.
In 30 seconds.
Okay. So, you can do it. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. You just need to be consistent. And, I mean, I won't say it's easy. It's not easy. But then, you can do it. So, yes, get up and then work. Start doing something.
Because whether you start or not.
You have to do something anyway. So, why don't you start now?
Make it count.
I
forgot to ask you this one question. Let me just slide it in before we go. What's the one greatest challenge you faced in your journey, business journey, and how did you surmount it?
Okay. So at the beginning, you know, we are competing with in cheaper
home remedies.
Exactly.
And other.
Yeah. So one of the biggest challenges for Ghanaians to accept that this is that for Ghanaians to accept that this is different from the others that we know, because I would say that Ntozura is the first in the market when it comes, because all the natural ones we have are foreign, but Ntozura is the first in the market. So production was quite expensive. And then production is quite expensive, unlike the others. So you get we produce our, and then our products comes out and it's a little bit expensive, and they want to compare your pricing with what is in the market. That's one of the challenges. Then Dumso too.
So then it means that logistically you have to make provision for alternative power.
Yes, we just have. So that you're able now to, we have. But that was also a challenge.
Right. Yes. Thank you so much. If we remember nothing from today's conversation, what should we take away? Your takeout.
that we you can do it. Like,
right,
we can do it here in Ghana.
Where do we find you? You're on all the socials.
All the socials.
Intoshra.
Intoshra.
Okay.
So we are all on all social media as Intoshra. Mm. Then our website is www.intoshra.com.
Okay.
But before I leave, please let me say a very big thank you to Ochiami Kwame and his wife. They've been so supportive. I don't know how they got my product, but since then it's been advice, it's been free advertising to my sister-in-law, Amaloko, my husband, my partner Kojo Boate, and everybody
who has been supportive.
Who has been so, my parent, my dad, my mom who started this,
right,
and all that. I'm so happy that I'm here today. You made it.
Thank you.
thank you
for coming. I can see you're getting emotional. A very quick shout out to Gabriel Achichubi. You're an Uber driver and you're a listener of JB Masterclass. Thank you so much for doing the listening. This has been Joy Business Masterclass with Mami Ajwa Esiedu, the first conversation in our agribusiness series. And she's been talking to us about the Intoshra story. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you same time.